This is the Santa Trackers podcast from SantaTrackers.net.
Hello and welcome to the second episode of the Santa Trackers podcast. My name is Elf Frank Murr, and I'm with North Pole Radio News. Over the course of the next few months, we will be spending some time on this podcast exploring the many sub-departments of the tracking department at the North Pole. Now, when we say the tracking department, most people think of tracking Santa, and indeed, that is the biggest part of the tracking department. But the tracking department tracks a whole lot more than just Santa. In this episode, we talk with Elf Curly Binion of the Santa Tracker Tracking Department at the North Pole. Curly, welcome to the podcast. Why do they call you Curly?
Because I'm bald, Frank.
I see. Are you naturally bald or do you shave your head?
I'm naturally bald, Frank. Mama says my dome glows like a light bulb.
You mean like Rudolph's nose?
Oh, heck no. He's a beacon. I'm more like a soft, warm light.
Gee, what a homey image there, Curly. So, explain to me what it is that you do.
Well, tracking Santa is done by millions around the world. Not everyone who tracks Santa is an elf, you know. And not everyone knows to go to the source, the North Pole, and its associated websites to track Santa Claus. Some go to third-party sites out there. My job is to track those sites and to tell the North Pole what they are saying.
Well, okay, Curly. Why would the North Pole want to track sites who track Santa?
Well, we try to rein in the misinformation they put out, and the only way to know what they're saying is to listen to what they are saying.
I see. So, what happens when you find a Santa tracker out there who's putting out bad information?
Well, I report it. Those reports get passed to various departments depending on what it is.
Why would it go to various departments?
Well, if they're saying that Santa is in Italy when he's really in India, that would go to the Flight Command Center. They would in turn try to publicize Santa's true position.
Isn't there any kind of effort to get hold of the trackers who give out bad information?
Well, on Christmas Eve, there just isn't time to fix it. I know some sort of effort is made to contact these folks, but most of them, sadly, do not really have ties to the North Pole.
Well, that's a lousy situation. Why can't there be a centralized distribution point for news?
There is, and you're a part of it, Frank. You get your news from Flight Command, and you report on it in a timely fashion. These trackers out there are catering to a certain audience, usually in the countries where they're based. So they fudge the information a little bit to make it more exciting for their audience.
I see. So what about before Santa takes flight? What about right now? Why not contact those trackers out there well before Christmas and talk to them about coordinating the news?
We try. Every year we reach out, but most of those sites, if you go to them now, are dead, Frank. Nobody's there, and that's another issue. The story of Santa, as you well know, is year-round, but most of those tracker sites out there don't care about Santa until December 24th, wherever they are, and by then, well, the story is largely lost to them.
Are any of them accurate in any way?
Not really, Frank, and you don't have to be a genius to see it. We know when Santa's going to launch. We have the countdown to the minute. On every one of our websites, Frank, elves everywhere know exactly when Santa's getting in that sleigh, but depending on which tracker out there you use, it looks like Santa takes off and then magically appears in the South Pacific minutes later, and it just doesn't work like that.
Okay, so let's name some names here. I'll start with the biggest, NORAD. What's your take on NORAD?
Well, they're nice people, Frank. I think it's important to remind people of that. While NORAD is wrong a lot of the time, the people behind it mean well.
Well, okay, but when you say they're wrong a lot of the time, why do you say that?
Well, they just don't match up to logic, Frank. They are a military-driven effort, and we love the U.S. military. Again, don't get me wrong, but their technology falls way short of how Santa works. Honestly, they aren't using their technology as much as they are using their so-called intelligence units, which at the end of the day really aren't all that smart.
What do you mean?
Well, they have all these spies and these agents laying around in places around the world with nothing to do. It's Christmas. Everyone sets aside their conspiracies and their wars and stuff for Christmas, and those guys have nothing to do. So NORAD uses them to try to figure out Santa's position because, you know, their radars and satellite and stuff just can't keep up with how fast Santa moves. And those spies and agents, well, they just get it wrong.
But can't the spies and agents just tune into our radio show or one of our websites and get the scoop?
They aren't that bright, Frank. You see, they're spies. They don't believe in things. They don't believe in other spies. They don't believe in Bigfoot or the Tooth Fairy or even aliens. And they don't believe in Santa. They treat the whole thing like a silly game.
But NORAD isn't always wrong, are they?
No, sometimes they get it right. That's because they do have a lot of believers among them, and those believers are very smart. And I think a few of them do hear you on the radio or watch some of the North Pole websites, particularly NorthPoleFlightCommand.com.
Okay, let's talk about Google and those other Santa trackers out there that utilize search engine technology. Are they any good?
Pure trash, Frank. First of all, a lot of them are filled with ads. Nothing the North Pole puts out has ads, Frank. Anyone trying to profit from Santa's flight just doesn't have the spirit of Christmas, Frank, and search engines are the worst for that.
Google does that?
No, they don't. Google has plenty of money and doesn't need to do that.
Seriously? How do you know that?
They tried to buy the North Pole last year.
Seriously?
Yeah, go ahead, Google it.
You're joking, right?
No, I'm making a point. People Google everything, and then they take whatever Google says as gospel truth. Well, who hasn't been misled by a search engine before? Yeah, if you think about it, it starts to make sense. Even it's a no-brainer. A search engine can point you in a direction, but sometimes that direction is wrong.
Such as tracking Santa.
Right. Last year they had New Zealand delivered, and it wasn't even dark there yet.
Yes, I remember talking to some folks in New Zealand about that. They were really upset, Curly. They thought Santa had skipped them altogether.
Right. Can you see why getting the right tracker is so important on Christmas and why we need to track them?
Yeah, it's making a lot of sense to me now, but how do people know the stuff we do on SantaUpdate.com and SantaTrackers.net, Kringle Radio, the North Pole Radio News, NorthPoleFlightCommand.com? All of those give the news of Santa, but how do we convince them that we have the right news?
All they have to do is listen to it. You guys on the radio do a great job interviewing eyewitnesses and trackers all over the world. The news we provide is very detailed. We tell the story. We interview the people, and ultimately people find stuff under their tree and in their stockings exactly when we say Santa has been there.
Curly, well, we ever get these trackers online to coordinate, it seems to me we can do a lot of good if we just work with Santa himself.
He tries. But Santa, you know, has problems with people who are trying to profit from Christmas. The movie people get it wrong, and they create headaches that Santa always has to try to explain, like that Santa Claus movie stuff from Disney from 25 years ago. Oh, those are fun movies, but ultimately they're very untruthful about Santa.
You mean the whole falling off the roof thing and that the next guy who comes along and puts on the suit becomes the new Santa?
Yes, exactly. Ever since that movie, we've had people setting traps for Santa on their rooftops because they want to become the new Santa.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, misinformation is a big concern for Santa. It happens in movies, songs, books, poems, and the internet has only made all that worse.
You mean with all the trackers who claim to be news sources for Santa but really aren't?
Right. And some aren't even websites. Some are Twitter users or YouTube channels or Instagram accounts. Over the past 15 years or so, there have been an explosion of false information out there through all of these different places.
So what do we tell those elves out there who want to be elves but still want to use the same old tracker that they've always used?
Well, the elf oath and the elf code doesn't allow that to happen, Frank. Honesty is a huge deal, and to use unofficial tracker information as a source is not honest. They might have cool graphics and weird little videos, but if the information is wrong, a real elf would never use them.
How many trackers are you tracking in the Santa Tracker Tracking Department?
We're following over 1,200 unauthorized trackers out there now.
Wow, this is a big problem then.
Huge.
Curly, you've been very informative. Thank you for your efforts to educate us about the Santa Tracker Tracking Department.
Thank you, Frank. And if anyone out there finds a suspect tracker, please report it through your elf supervisor.
Great tip, and thanks again, folks. That does it for this episode of the Santa Tracker Podcast. Remember, this podcast is for you, the Santa Tracker, and if you have a question or want to be a guest on the podcast, please contact me directly via message at SantaTrackers.net. For North Pole Radio News, I'm Elf Frank Murr, reporting for SantaTrackers.net.